You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Margate beachfront, a major tourist attraction of this seaside holiday destination, has suffered extensive damage as a local stream burst its banks and gushed through the town towards the sea. Cars have been overturned and crashed. Flood water washed away trees and roads and gouged out a large part of the promenade. Brendan Lemon from the Grove Restaurant and Beach Bar on the beachfront blames the devastation on poor maintenance.
We've lost valuable infrastructure, roads. It's taken out support pillars, damaged the foundations of our building, and the restaurant's been heavily affected. We cannot operate today. As you can see here as well, on Margate beachfront's completely destroyed. And this all just due to one river, small river. It's called Hunter Stream. It's a small little stream, but all due to the lack of maintenance, unfortunately. We're hoping that the municipality can come to our aid and rebuild and restructure and do it properly.
Margate residents flocked to the beach to see the flood damage for themselves and also to help where they can.
This is a yearly occurrence. We had it last year and we have it again this year. The flood has done major damage to our beaches and it breaks up everything possible, and we are a tourist attraction and it's doing damage to our tourist attraction.
The things that was damaged was, if you can see there, all the step work and the road to Wimpy, all everything that's been washed away from the sea. So we started helping to take all the paving bricks and repack them so the guys can reuse them.
Amongst the five that have died includes a well-known doctor and a family of three who were washed away in their vehicle whilst trying to cross a low-lying bridge. Rain Konyeni municipality spokesperson Simon April.
Search and rescue missions are underway. Right now we have just retrieved three bodies. It is that of a male, female and a child. We believe that they were trying to cross a low-lying bridge, but their vehicle was washed away. They were washed away and we found their bodies near a river along the N2 highway. We have just received the news that at Ward 29, one person died after being struck by lightning.
KwaZulu-Natal Cooperative Governance MEC Bongisithole Moloi says the inclement weather is costing the department millions as they are still trying to repair infrastructure in areas which were affected by the floods previously.
Unfortunately for us, as we have been saying, when we try to put our infrastructure back, another disaster came. As you would recall, even last year in November, we were trying to pull ourselves together. The heavy rain started in the north and in the town of Ladysmith. Today we are here in Rain Konyeni in Margate. It's the same. We can safely say that we are just finishing another road that was washed away by the heavy rains.
While search and rescue missions are underway, the South African Weather Service has issued an alert level 5 warning that more severe storms can be expected along coastal areas. I'm Nonjabulo Mtungwa Makamo in Durban.
And just for the latest there, let's catch up into Fanele Mhlongo now, who's there for us this afternoon.
So far, Sakina, according to the reports that we already have, there are 5 people who have been declared dead. But at the moment, we do not have a clear picture as to how many people are still missing. Because as in yesterday, families were advised to come forward and tell the emergency services and the department, as well as the leader, the community leaders, if there are some family members who are still missing. But as you are coming to us right now, we are here at Margate Beach where cleanup operations are underway. We've seen a community organization called Tidy Town who have donated donated with some monies for petrol to ensure that there are tractors that are now collecting the debris that have been collected by volunteers. And what we've also noticed is that community members have also come in numbers to join in the cleanup. There are also some people who are just here for holiday and they've also decided to just join the cleanup operations here.
Fanele, that beach area around the promenade, is that the worst affected area in the town?
This is one of the areas that were badly affected by the flood. And we'll be trying to get hold of families of the people who have lost their lives. That is the struggle that we've been having because the numbers that they gave us are not working. But in the area where we are, it's one of the areas that are badly affected here in town at Margate.
What's the weather like today, Fanele? Because the weather service has indicated that that level 5 warning remains in place.
Yes, the South African Weather Service did issue a warning level 5 last night, and we could see that, yes, there are rains that also came in this area last night because the damage that we left last night was now added. So, but at the moment, it's partly cloudy. There's no sign that there's going to be any rain right now. They only experienced rain last night.
And then, of course, the damage to infrastructure. So obviously, as we heard in the report there from Nonjabulo, but I also saw pictures of some roads that have been badly damaged. Can you just give us a sense of the sort of damage to infrastructure that has been affected here?
The roads have been badly affected, as we are saying, and also there are driveways like the one where we are next to Market Beach, where people are no longer able to easily access the beach. And also there are people's houses that have been badly affected. There is a house that we've just seen right now where water is coming out of the plugs from the wall. So that is the extent of damage that we've seen. Besides the people's vehicles that we saw from the visual that we had on SAPC last night, where some vehicles that were washed away have now been badly affected and will no longer be fixed. So this is some of the damage that we've seen. And also here on the beach, there is a lot of tires, which is an indication that there is a tire company that has been badly affected and all the tires were washed into the beach here.
The KwaZulu-Natal Cooperative Governance Department, they've said that they will be assisting those affected. Have you been able to gauge the sort of measures that have been put in place to assist the victims, Fanele?
When we spoke to the Department of Cooperative Governance early this morning, they said they are still trying to get information from their disaster teams to get a sense of what kind of assistance is needed. But what we've heard is also that they have opened up halls for people who might need accommodation or who might need shelter so that they will be able to stay there temporarily. But the first-hand information that we had is that some people have been provided by food parcels. But as we are speaking right now, MEC Sboniso Duma, as well as Public Works MEC Sipho KK Nkosi, are also on the ground visiting some communities to try and assess the extent of damage that has been caused here in the province.
Fanele Mhlongo, thanks so much for that update. Our colleague out in KwaZulu-Natal in Margate, as those mop-up operations are currently underway after the devastation that we saw in Margate. And of course, the warning was issued by the Weather Service for level 5 alert yesterday. And there was some threat, as Fanele has indicated. But we'll keep an eye on those developments through our reporters.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.